1 Peter 3:18 says this: "For Christ died for sins, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." Sins are the thoughts or words or acts which dishonor the great and awesome God who is worthy of our utter devotion and who made us and therefore has a right to it. Our countless sins, plural, every single day, flow from our sin. That is the posture of our hearts, which are prone to rebelling against God and living for ourselves instead of for Him. And because our sins are committed against a God who is infinitely holy and infinitely majestic, they are infinitely heinous and so deserve infinite judgment. And yet, in His love, God sent His Son to take our guilt and with it His righteous judgment. And as the Son took the Father's judgment, that wasn't cosmic child abuse, as one theologian has famously called it. No, Scripture is clear that the Son participated in the plan freely, joyfully, willingly. And so He took the punishment for us. In other words, His death was penal. In the words of 1 Peter 3:18, Christ died for sins. And His death only needed to happen once. It doesn't need renewing or topping up or repeating, which means, for example, that we don't have to attend regular Mass over and over again. As the verse says, Christ died for sins once for all, once for all time. And it goes on, the righteous for the unrighteous. So as well as being penal, His death was also substitutionary. He took not only our punishment, but also our place. And of course, only the righteous could have substituted Himself for us. If He hadn't been righteous, He couldn't have paid for our sin, because He would have had to have been paying for His own sin. And the verse continues by saying that He did that to bring you to God. Jesus died to give us access to our Father, the one who, because of His death, is now able to forgive and accept us without compromising His holiness and justice. And so what 1 Peter 3:18 is describing is an incredibly beautiful, valuable truth known as penal substitutionary atonement. Listen to the verse one last time. For Christ died for sins, penal. Once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, substitutionary. To bring you to God, atonement. Let this truth give you joy and confidence and comfort and hope as you go through life today.